After these games, the entire face of Canadian figure skating is set to change. Many of Canada's best are retiring. Patrick Chan, bronze medalists Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford, and Canadian sweethearts Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer. But doing it all together, Tessa says, is comforting.
It's incredibly special. I mean, having grown up with so many of these skaters and traveled together and toured together and experienced so many firsts, first nationals, first world championships, first Grand Prix, first Olympics, team event. I mean, there are just so many bonding experiences that, we'll cherish those memories for such a long time. And there's a certain understanding of, and that they know exactly what we're going through. And at a time like this, it's really reassuring when it feels like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Now, that weight may have been lifted a little. Scott and Tessa are gold medalists already, after all, in team figure skating. But that's just one event done. They want to add one more gold to their laundry list of accolades that include 8 Canadian championships, 7 world championship medals, and 4 Olympic medals. After their last Olympics netted them a silver, the duo decided it was time for a break, time to reassess, time to see if they still really wanted to do it. Figure skating fans held their breath for nearly 2 years. And then...
I don't think it's a secret that Tessa and I came back for the Olympics.
One more go, with a renewed vigor for the sport and a new perspective.
Our investment in this whole process is so fulfilling, and it's every single day of training, all of this work for those brief, fleeting moments at the Olympic Games.
And to cap it all off, the two were named flag bearers and led the whole Canadian team into the opening ceremonies last week.
This is undoubtedly the pinnacle of our career.
Of course, the duo will be looking to end their career with a big gold bang. But more than that, they hope to entertain you one last time.
I mean, every time we get an audience, we want to perform for them. And we'll be looking to kind of bring the people to their feet this week. That's kind of has always been our goal ever since we were little young skaters, to make people feel something.
Ariel Zur, 980 CJME.